over a few pence in change, and their loving insults and banter. Their lives depended on each other underground, and they were as close as men can be. Ultimately, it seems to me, poverty is a state of mind. If you think you're poor, you're poor. If you think you're rich, you're rich. No one's ever going to come along to cure your poverty. The only solution is to do it yourself. Long dead now, those miners to me are the music of the mind. Whenever I'm worried about life or disappointed in humanity, I listen to them.
Why Poverty was presented by Bernard Hare. Tomorrow's essay is by Lawrence Haddad of the Institute of Development Studies. The series is part of a pan-BBC season of programmes on the subject of poverty.
On BBC Four, Valdemar Januszczak continues his journey into the Dark Ages with some surprising revelations.
The Visigoths were never naked savages clambering about Rome, destroying civilization. They were pioneering Europeans.
A people to whom we owe a great deal.
It was actually these so-called barbarians who invented trousers. Riding a horse was much easier in trousers.
The Dark Ages. An Age of Light continues with What the Barbarians Did for Us, next Tuesday night at 9 on BBC Four.
Now, we've a moment before Lake Junction, so let me pick out one or two highlights on Radio 3 tomorrow. Radio 4 presenter James Naughtie is Rob Cowan's guest on Essential Classics, that's from 9 o'clock. And joining Sean Rafferty on Intune from 4.30 are the choreographer Matthew Bourne, talking about Sleeping Beauty, opera director David Pountney on Berg's Lulu, and members of the Royal Opera Company give us a taster of Meyerbeer's Robert le Diable, which opens next Thursday, December the 6th. This is BBC Radio 3. 90 to 93 FM on digital radio and online. It's 11 o'clock and time for Lake Junction with Fiona Talkington. Thank you.
Ismael Lo grew up in Senegal and launched his solo career in the early 1980s, influenced by the music he heard on the radio by such people as Wilson Pickett, Etta James and Otis Redding. And he dedicated that gentle song, Talibé, to young Islamic students. Welcome to Late Junction. I'm Fiona Talkington. Eastern percussion styles and scales influenced Lou Harrison in his organ concerto, or actually it's his organ and percussion concerto, Harrison deciding on that combination when he had two separate requests for concertos, one for organ, one for percussion, and the instruments he used, including a specially built oxygen tank and log drums.
Thank you. treno regionale 6983 di Trenitalia, proveniente da Piazza Al Serchio e diretto a Lucca, delle ore 18:46 è in arrivo al binario 1. Attenzione! Allontanarsi dalla linea gialla. Ferma in tutte le stazioni.
We'll be right back.
fun you can have with the speed controls of a tape recorder. Kevin Ayers from 1969, Stop This Train. And from 1972, first of all, the slow movement from Lou Harrison's Concerto for Organ and Percussion. Paul Jacobs, the organist, and members of the San Francisco Symphony, conducted by Michael Tilson Thomas. And in between, we were briefly at Barga train station in Tuscany, which was something of a sound souvenir brought back from holiday by Michael Rossi, who's a valued member of the Late Junction team. He's the person who will often answer your emails if you get in touch with us. Dabi Balde is another musician from Senegal. His music is based on the Fula traditions from the south of the country. And here's a song called Tamania.
Canunte at a banade Canoca doga, yoka don't know. Africa more located than Cabungo, Jafunena Nakanusun Kuto, Jafunena Africa more located than now. Catuya Tamba Jafalin Nedena and we a Tamba Jafalin. Kanu silo yi tang ninna Alamal na fiko masilunna Sungu to ni ben kanula Kanu alana lakina kambati Kano kano ganyo kano na Ambi fele Kabaluji kole kena wo, fullo be kumbale na wo, kaldu fullo balde banna, ila maralo koi tamade na, ala masima ya lade na, kano kano gajo kado na wo, Afrika molo kei dade na, na ya di dunia betenne, ata maja yeng zilandi na. Atama ya yeng barangi da Afrika molo kei da da na Idi zane be kumale ba Tungkutu ya ila kanatama Akanatama ma kalamutana Tungkutu ni tenkanula Dugare izi yonfamade Katu ya tamba ja falinga denna Anu ya tamba ja falinga Kano kano ganyo kano na wo Ambi vele ha Bemba drame be kumalema Dame kanji be kumalema Kejango be koi ringfema Kanjalon kolu sete yata Atelon fata soko dimate Papa jabi te dimate Alama sima ya nadena Kano kano ganyo kano na wo Morobe kanjalon na wo Ela chef madi jabi Aduma le jabi kamba Kanjalon kolu sete yata Bemba drame be kumalema Kano kano ganyo kano na Afrika molo kei da dena Katu ya tamba ja falinga dena Anu ya tamba ja falinga Rambe kumaleba Tungu jodi jenkanu
mari Africa molo ke dalena Suman kulu bali be kumale na Katu yata manya falin na dalena Ambu yata manya falin na Kalo kalo ganyo kadona
There was an old man lived over the hill, oh Johnny B. Gay. There was an old man lived over the hill, if he ain't moved away, he's a living there still. Johnny B. Gay, if you can be. The devil come up to the old man one day, oh Johnny B. Gay. The devil come up to the old man one day and he says, "Your old lady I'm taking away. Johnny, be gay if you can be." Well, take her, please take her with all of my heart. Oh, Johnny, be gay. Oh yeah, you can have her with all of my heart. I hope to my soul you two never part. Johnny, be gay if you can be. The devil, he packed her up on his back. Oh, Johnny, be gay. The devil, he packed her up on his back. Straight down the hill he went clickety-clack. Johnny, be gay if you can be. Well, ten little devils said, "Welcome to hell." Oh, Johnny, be gay. Yeah, ten little devils said, "Welcome to hell." Paul, turn up the fire, we'll sizzle a well. Johnny, be gay if you can be. She caught four little devils out playing tricks. Oh, Johnny, be gay. She caught four little devils out playing tricks. She bound them up tightly and beat them with sticks. Johnny, be gay if you can be. Well, six scared little devils, they run down the hall. Oh, Johnny, be gay. Six little devils, they run down the hall, crying, "Take her back, daddy, she's killing us all." Johnny, be gay if you can. Oh, the devil, he flung her up on his back. Oh, Johnny, be gay. The devil, he flung her up on his back. And straight out of hell, he come clickety-clack. Johnny, be gay if you can be. She found her old man laying late in his bed. Oh, Johnny, be gay. She found her old man laying late in his bed, and she picked up a butter knife, went to his head. Johnny, be gay if you can be. The old woman went whistling over the hill. Oh, Johnny, be gay. The old woman went whistling over the hill. Devil won't have me, I wonder who will. Johnny, be gay if you can. Johnny, be gay if you can be. Johnny, be gay if you can be.
Terry Callier, who died last month, aged 67. That was his debut solo CD, recorded in 1963. Johnny B. Gay. And before that, Senegalese musician Dabi Balde, a song from him called Tamania. The scene is one Sunday evening in my kitchen when I was inspired to play you this next track, thanks to Stuart McConey and our friends on The Freak Zone. This is Last Man on Earth, Synth Hypnotic Glory from the Human League.
Thank you.
The Human League and Last Man on Earth. And you can find that on a release called The Golden Hour of the Future. And you'll find details of all the music I'm playing on Late Junction on the Late Junction playlists. And you'll find those via the Radio 3 website. And you can also email us. That's late.junction@bbc.co.uk. Andy's done just that. I've only very recently discovered Late Junction, he writes, and wanted to let you know what a refreshing experience it's been. It reminds me of when I first heard the John Peel show as a kid, like being suddenly tuned into a like-minded friend with a far better record collection than you. Thanks, Andy. I was telling you yesterday that I'd been part of Sissel Endresen's 60th birthday celebration concert in Oslo a couple of weeks ago. A great singer, known today for her extraordinary improvising. Back in 1993, she made an album called Exile for ECM, and here's the title track.
Befriended and then abandoned, chiming through streets and squares, none of them knew. Changing pattern on cobbles and flagstones, faraway steeples and chimneys viewed from a hill. Rooms with paper thin walls. Private rights performed behind the unlocked doors, the damp linen sheets, the taste of his skin and his shoulders shaking as though with laughter, waking up with the weight of his head on her breast, and outside the window the shrill, happy voices of children. Friends they weave through the wilderness, roads and rivers and rails. They travel and cross, not once looking back, and slowly coming from nowhere. How quietly, how single-mindedly they reach their destination. Shadow across inscriptions on stones in overgrown churchyards. Shadow sharp as a knife on the sundial embedded in the ground. At sunset, her burnt bare arms against the cool white marble. His white shirt. Of their eyes.
is dreaming of water in wells and rivers and lakes. The ocean, the harbors and sails, and dark valleys and diving girls. Fog horn sounding its warning as the clouds roll in on the tide, covering the horizon, waking up to the sound of rain. Fountains on the hotel terrace in the middle of a drought, dreaming of the next shower, while passing through desert land. The dead bodies of stray dogs, a leafless tree black with grass, children begging or throwing stones, a man whipping his mule, the animal kneeling, water running from its eyes. On the last day she comes to a farm at the edge of town. An old woman is crossing a field, moving slowly towards her. A woman with sunflowers and growing by the house. She picks up their large brown seeds and slips them into her pocket.
Cecil Enderson and the title track from her 1993 album Exile, with Janko Bates, Nils Petter Mölvær, David Darling and Bugge Wesseltoft. I came across an old review of the album a while ago, which talked about hooking sadness onto your arm like an old friend. Enderson leads you from this place, leaving behind a tear-stained letter where you once stood. She's actually someone who loves words with a passion, and just reading her lyrics alone is inspiring. The White Arcades is the title of an album made in 1988 by Harold Budd, master of laid-back minimalism. Somewhere buried in this track are the distant sounds of a cymbalum, Baltus bemused by colour. Thank you.
Nemasavon sen yud no pio Hey kazal vonos urum no pio Kini liko halutonyo Hey mikor kopukto tu kraito Nyisd ki, babám, az ajtódat, hely, erezd be a galambodat. Add ide a pici szádat, hely, ha csókolok rajta százat. S add ide a pici szádat, hely, ha csókolok rajta százat.
Sebastian and Muzsikás with what's known as a grape guarding song from an area south of Budapest. According to tradition, a few days before the grape harvest, engaged couples would go to the vineyards and spend the days and nights playing games, singing and dancing. And that followed Harold Budd's Bemused by Colour. That's from a 1988 album called The White Arcades. I'm Fiona Talkington. You're listening to Late Junction on BBC Radio 3. Thanks as ever for your emails. Just having a look at a few of them now. Chris says, I'm relaxing to Late Junction after a hectic start to the week and I've realised that this month is my first anniversary of listening to Late Junction. So thank you to you, Verity and Max, for resuscitating what had been a very jaded musical palette. Mark has emailed just to say Late Junction is simply the greatest. Please don't ever stop broadcasting. We'll try not to. And Chris in Edinburgh says, I'm not listening to your show for the very first time, but the first time for many a year. I've just been laid off and it has some positives. No more early mornings for a while at least. Instead, late nights listening to Late Junction and it's still a great show. Now, fans of Terry Issungset's Ice Music will be delighted to know that he's returning to the UK. In fact, tomorrow for four concerts, performing new music for rural locations, indoors and outdoors, including music in schools. The little tour starts at the Grampound Village Hall in Cornwall tomorrow. I'll give you more dates after some music. This is called Frozen.
sure of mother, I'm sure of father, and now I wanna be sure, very, very sure of you. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me, with anyone else but me, with anyone else but me. No, 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 don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home. I just got word from the guy who works from the guy next door to me. The girl he met just loves to pet and will fit you to a T. So don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come marching home. Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me, anyone else but me. No, 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 not a single soul but me. No, 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 don't you sit.
No, 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 no. No, no, no. Nice, you have a nice voice.
Thank you.
Music there from the soundtrack to Paul Thomas Anderson's film The Master, those last two numbers, written by Johnny Greenwood. And Madison Beattie was the singer in Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree. The musicians on the score include Shebaka Hutchings, Andy Findon, David Fust and Anthony Pike. And the film's a story about an American naval veteran arriving home from war, unsettled and uncertain, just like that music. Terry Isungset just before, a piece called Frozen from his CD of over 10 years ago called Iceman Is. And Terry brings his ice music to the UK tomorrow for a four-night tour, music in rural locations, and very much family concerts are organised for this tour. Tomorrow night will be in Grampound Village Hall in Cornwall, then on Friday at Appledore Baptist Church in North Devon. Saturday at the Haltham Park Stickgate Tennis Court in Wiltshire and Coggy's Manor Farm in Witney in Oxfordshire on Sunday night. So do get along. You will have a very special time, I can assure you. Now, a great bass player. This is Eberhard Weber. Isn't that beautiful? Eberhard Weber there from a newly released album of recordings made between 1990 and 2007. That album out on ECM is called Resume and it's out this week. Now, a song from Eliza Carthy, recent winner of a very prestigious Paul Hamlin Award. This is Eliza from 2008, Little Big Man.
On the dark streets of a winter city, He showed me his big load in my face. By the time spring came, I was still ripe and pretty. But there was another big girl in my place. Oh my, oh my, my, oh my. That's how you make a big girl sigh. Oh my, oh my, my, oh my. That's how you make a big man cry. He likes them big, oh, he likes them singing. He likes them with their feet on the floor. He likes them dancing, changing tides, swinging. Likes them once, then he doesn't like them anymore. Oh my, oh my, my, oh my. That's how you make a big girl sigh. Oh my, oh my, my, oh my. That's how you make a big man cry. Them sassy. He loves them like a dog loves a bone. Sadly for me, he doesn't like them classy. Now my big broken heart has me crying on my own. Oh my, oh my, my, oh my. Oh, that's how you make a big girl sigh. Oh my, oh my, my, oh my. That's how you make a big man cry. For a little visit to a village by the sea, well, you could have been rocking in a big ship on the ocean. Going deep sea diving with me.
On the sea, on the sea, on the sea, where the fishes and me.
Little big man goes a walking, and then the ladies start talking. Are you falling in love with me? Says I don't think I can, because I'm a coward, and I don't like mobiles, and a wife would kill me before we get to sea. On the sea, on the sea, on the sea, with the fishes and me. He gave me his treasure, it was all in kisses. Said love me forever, but don't tell the missus till the day that inspiration comes to me. And the cold wind of the ocean sang a song of my devotion to the land and the sea.
On the sea,
on the sea, on the sea, with the fish in the sea,
with fish in the sea.
On the sea, on the sea, on the sea, with the fishes and me. From the cold ship in the harbor, down from the bandstand to the tap and spile, and back to me and the fish in the sea.
That was called Bieber's Waltz, played by two fiddlers, Nils Öcklén and Benedikta Marset, and the dulcimer was played by Elizabeth Seitz. And just before that, Eliza Carthy, a track from 2008 called Little Big Man. And congratulations again to Eliza on her Paul Hamlin Award. Kate Rusby's new release is a double CD celebrating 20 years in the business, no less. This is a track called Mockingbird.
See that mockingbird fears he is followed. Now I don't believe a word. I can see that mockingbird. I know he'll never leave, though his taunts can't hurt when he flies. He's singing my
Kate Rusby and Mockingbird, which comes from her new double CD celebrating 20 years in the business, called Kate Rusby 20. And just a reminder that tomorrow's Late Junction includes the latest of our Late Junction collaboration sessions. The Finnish Yoik singer Vima, who was my featured artist on Late Junction a few weeks ago, we caught up with him when he was here at the Life M Festival. And we brought him together with David X, who's a beatboxer and violinist from Paris. Lovely people, and I hope you'll agree with me, a very interesting session tomorrow night. Inch Time is a London-based group, the brainchild of producer Stefan Punchak, who brought together three well-known London musicians, Ollie Bryce on bass, trumpeter Alex Bonney and Carl Penny on drums, for an album called Myth and Impermanence. He describes it as a sort of concept album, journeying from city to country, light to darkness, a world of myths and dreams. It's an album to get lost in, to be played after hours, on long drives or in hazy, darkened rooms. Perfect. This is The Sun Myth. Good night. Thank you.
Hello and welcome from me, Jonathan Swain, to BBC Radio 3 Through the Night. And to open tonight, another visit to the 2011 BBC Proms, the Spaniard Juanjo Mena conducting the BBC Philharmonic in a mainly Spanish programme. Debussy, Ravel and Falla, including Debussy's Image for orchestra. Three portraits in the Image, the middle one of Spain, after it France. And this published first of them is Gigue, a portrait of England, and something very ambivalent about it, this Gigue. Is a little like a dance you're not sure you want to be at, or at least not for long. The main theme of Gigue is a fascinatingly odd treatment of the northern tune, the keel row, odd, sometimes alarming, and at the start here, very atmospheric.
Thank you. That was Gigue, the published first of Debussy's Images, Juanjo Mena conducting the BBC Philharmonic at the 2011 BBC Proms. And after the Images portrait of England, to Spain in this prom, famously a fantasy land for both Debussy and Ravel. In Ravel's case, his mother being Basque may have had something to do with it. This is his Rhapsody Espagnole, the last three of its four movements actually based on Spanish dances, Malagueña, Habanera and Feria. It begins with a prelude to a warm Spanish night.